This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An American is among the dead in Gaza after an Israeli airstrike that hit charity workers, unintentionally, say the Israelis. Earlier this morning, Israel's top military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said this.
We have been reviewing the incident in the highest levels to understand the circumstances of what happened and how it happened. We will be opening a probe to examine this serious incident further. This will help us reduce the risk of such an event from occurring again.
7 aid workers were killed. They were with the World Central Kitchen, the food charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres. A warning this morning from Russia's President Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to track down the masterminds of the Moscow Concert Hall attack that left 144 people dead in the worst assault on Russian soil in 2 decades. He urged the country's law enforcement agencies to tighten security at mass gatherings. Putin has repeatedly sought to link the attack to Ukraine and the West, despite the Islamic State group's claim of responsibility and Kyiv's strong denial. Putin's accused the attack's masterminds of seeking to sow discord and panic, strife and hatred in our multi-ethnic country in order to break up Russia from within. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A fire at a nightclub in Istanbul, Turkey, has killed 25 people. The club was being renovated. The victims are believed to have been working on the renovation. It's a first. A tugboat has been able to use that alternate channel they set up after the Baltimore Bridge collapse. It's the first vessel to use that alternate channel. The number of traffic deaths is down more than 3.5% for last year, but still almost 41,000 people were killed on the nation's roads. This is AP News. Now to railroad safety.
Under a federal rule finalized today, freight railroads will be required to keep 2-person crews in most cases. The Transportation Department's Federal Railroad Administration released the details. Rail unions have pushed back against railroads' efforts to operate trains with only 1 person, citing safety and concerns over working conditions, and labor agreements requiring at least 2 people have been in place on most major lines. Eddie Hall, president of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen Union, praised the move, saying as trains, many carrying hazardous material, have grown longer, crews should not be getting smaller. There has been more focus on rail safety after the deadly 2013 Lac-Mégantic rail disaster in Quebec, in which 47 people were killed, and a fiery derailment in eastern Ohio last year involving hazardous chemicals that forced thousands of residents to evacuate. The NTSB has said that derailment was likely caused by an overheating wheel bearing. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.